Tuesday the 20th of November, Rabbi Mendy Chizik, Imlovam Galati. I think if we map him with a short mitzvah, then there's a small Dichtan de Vrocha, once met Abchaim Kresvit. And Abchaim said to him, I'll tell you a gewaltig gewalt. So this vort is worth $1,000. No, so much small, the Lama Heron. Abchaim said to him, you've got to be prepared to pay the money. No, so much more, I'll pay the money. So Abchaim told him the vort, Moshe says, you're right, it's taken $1,000. So where's the money? So Moshe says, I'll tell you a vort which is worth $2,000. He told him, no, next year. He told him a vort, Abchaim said, you're right, it's taken $2,000. No, so Moshe small, so where's the change? We'd like to, Be'ez Hashem, come along with the vort. So the next month of Palik, we build up a Mahalach through the Yishayim and Achroinim in the Parsha. We'll come up with a Kloret Hachin Rashi, and I think Kulam and Lekili, it's worth at least $1,000. If a shell may not have altered your own. State on a parasha, Yaakovinu, after many years not seeing his big brother Esau, he spent 14 years in Shiva Shaveva, 22 years in the house of Lavan, he's on his way back. So he sends a message with his Malochim, and he says to them, Im Lavan Garati. The very first words, Im Lavan Garati Va'echa Yadota. I've lived with Lavan, Va'echa Yadota. I've delayed till here, I'm on my way back now. So Gashi Garati, says Gashi, Loina Seishi Sar V'choshev. I didn't become a Sar, I didn't become a Choshev, and okay, I'm a Choshev, I'm a simple person. Incha Kedai, listen, don't bother hating me, I'm not worthy while hating, I'm too low profile to bother hating. So Gashi, another pshat. So that carries on, so Gashi, Shehagei Loinis Kai Mobi. It wasn't fulfilled in me. The bracha that my father gave me. Have gevel achecho, loinis kaimobi. The Chagav, I think we've got to mention the gevaldik attach in Rashi. Yaakov has received the bracha of have gevel achecho. A gevel. Yaakov is saying now, shayirin is kaimobi. The letters B, base suit of the word gevel, were not mekuyim. Loinis kaimobi. The B wasn't mekuyim. Let's take the word letters B after the word gevel, and let's have a gay. He said, don't believe I'm just a gay, learn this kind of B. So I heard from the Baal Knopfler, last year, the Gevaldige Teich, he said, if you find later in the parasha, later in the parasha Chukas, after 40 years in Midbar, clients were making their way back into it, want to make the entry to Eretz Yisrael, they come along, and they said to Edom, can we come to your land? So Yoyme Edom, this is Esav, lo yisav oil B, don't mess with the word B with me, don't come along and say B, it wasn't the coin with me. You got your bracha of B, your gevir, pen bacherev eitzei kosecho. You've got your bracha, I've got mine. Don't mess with the word B. Oba Yashi says, lo nasei sisar v'choshev. So v'achez or Yashi, garati, v'gematru tariyag. Garati v'gematru tariyag, and this I want to talk about this morning. Says Yashi, kaloima, im lovon alosha garati, I lived with lovon, to tariyag mitzvahs shomarati. I kept tariyag mitzvahs. Davon l'choyev regin, all the Rishonim after Kasha, Yaakovinu is proudly wearing a badge saying, I kept all Tariyag mitzvahs. So I'm safe from Lavan, you can't touch me. Lavan, sorry, Esau, you can't touch me. I kept Tariyag mitzvahs. I'm Shomul. Did he? Yaakov married two sisters. Tetsuni Dari Gaisa. Stay Achoyas. So there are plenty of Mahalchim we can look at. But if Yaakov is proudly saying, I kept Tariyag mitzvahs, we have to understand how can he say, I kept Tariyag mitzvahs, and on the other hand, he married two sisters. Not my kasha. The Kasha state of Adonai Rishonim. Let's have a look how some Rishonim fell for the Mahalach, and this one we'll hopefully be able to talk about this morning. The Yambam, probably the first one that Rishonim discusses this. And the Yambam is in Toldos. The Yambam Pasha told us, on the Pasuk of Eikev Asher Shomah Avraham V'Koli V'Yishma Nishmarti, just for shame in Toldos, says the Yambam, a host of Kotega, and he says the following. So Yaakov bechutz la'oretz bilvad nosa shtei achoyos. Yaakov bechutz la'oretz married two sisters. Chutz la'oretz. So we've got one mahalach. The Tariyag mitzvahs of the others only had to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov was keeping it in chutz la'oretz. Then he could marry shtei achoyos. Okay. We're not coming to argue the Ramban. Look at other mahalachim. The Ramban learned that the Tariyag mitzvahs for the others was only again in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz la'oretz mut. There's Erech Chaim. Rechaim is in Vayachi, at the end. Rechaim says the Gevaldi Vot. Rechaim says this. The Ovis were only told to keep the Zayah Mitzvah in Noyach. The Ovis this his loshen. It's not chavivusom b'Hashem because they immense love for Hashem. The cheshkom b'oisha elyon kimo hakolim. David kept everything because he loved Hashem. But he says, avo, b'mokim shayuroyim toy eles tvay ha'atzloch lohem. In a place where they saw the tremendous toy eles, tremendous advantage, as a benefit, as a bonus. In a place where Yaakov Avinu would see himself as having an advantage, a benefit, and a gain in marrying two sisters, that he didn't feel it was that important to keep to one who's keeping only this up extra, and he kept down to his basic level of seven mitzvahs. He turned his eye away from the extra get bonus he could have. It wasn't that important. All they had to keep was the Ikka mitzvahs, and as long as they kept the other mitzvahs, they had Revach Te'eles, as he called Loshon HaRechaim. But when Yaakov saw that it would be a bigger advantage not to keep the Tarek mitzvahs, he didn't. But again, Loshon Rashi, by me, Nishnei Geshmak. Rashi is Matkis again, Tarek mitzvahs Shamarti. So, in the Gavans Malach, the Chori Rashi didn't allow that. Only Chutzvaret, Yaakov thinks Tarek mitzvahs Shamarti. In Chutzvaret, the Chori Rashi. Yaakov comes back from Chutzvaret, he's entirely mitzvah shamarti. Like Erechaim, not brilliant, because according to Erechaim, Yaakov didn't keep them where he felt it wasn't a tailor. But he's walking around, coming back to his big brother Esau, saying, Esau did, entirely mitzvah shamarti. I did keep entirely mitzvah. How do you understand, Ash? There is a well-known sugya of Gesh and Iskaya, Kakotosh and Eredom. A Ger, who is Megaya, becomes like Kakotosh and Eredom. Kakotosh and Eredom, a fresh, newly born child. The Makoyah, the Chassam Sofer permits and Avodah Zorah, says, I haven't got a Makoyah. Chassam Sofer says, it's a Gemara Yevomus, Gemara Bachoyres. And the Makoyah says, Chassam Sofer, I don't know where it is. I haven't got a Makoyah. The Balaturium, however, Chassam Sofer must obviously didn't see the Balaturium. It's a beautiful Balaturium in Parshas Ki Tzitzin. About 200 Parshas Ki Tzitzin, he says, I'll show you Makoyah. In Torah state, no sata mishpot, mustn't bend the mishpot of Ger Yosoyim Va'almana. So the Balaturim, the Torah shows a Ger Va'yosoyim Va'almana. A Ger and a Yosoyim and an Almana. Why does the Torah say Ger Yosoyim Va'almana? So the Balaturim, you know why? Because every Ger is a Yosoyim. A Ger and Yosoyim is the Balaturim of what? The one thing. It's not two separate items, a Ger and a Yosoyim. So about Turim, we can the Makoyah to the Gemorah, so the Gemorah say, Gerish in the sky, Kakotosh and Eilab. So about Turim, do you know why? It says, Ger, Yosoyim. Every Ger is a Yosoyim. So what do we gain if a Ger is a Yosoyim? Bizman Azeh, all of us, the Torah has been given, in year 2448, we've got the Torah. Naturally, when a person nowadays is known as Megayah, he joins into the family of Klal Yisrael. There's the Meshpachas Am Yisrael, which created the Har Sinai. When a gay and a guy has joined the family. We're talking now before Matan Torah. Torah has not been given yet. If we're looking at Ovos HaKadoshim, there's Din Ger. As Din Ger, every person is an individual. There's nothing to join into. The Torah hasn't been given yet. The Mamet Har Sinai, we're before that now. Everyone is a gay, a guy, a Kodesh, and a God. Let's go a stage further now and come back to this. Amram. Let's ask another question. Amram married Yecheved Dodoso. Amram married Yecheved his aunt. Another Issa Dodoso. Again, before Matan Torah. But Amram Lemaisa married Yecheved Dodoso. Again, if we need to find a Mahalach to explain Hayaka Mash Deachoyes, Amram married Yecheved Dodoso. How does that work? Rather, could I have to mention that on that there's a Gevaldi Mahalach. We'll come back to Geshna Sky shortly, but in Amram alone there's a Gevaldi Mahalach. There's a posit in the sea in this law. There's a posit later in Parshas Pinchas. Unbelievable posit. The posit says as follows. The shame Eshes Amram, the name of the wife of Amram, Yecheved Bas Levi. Fine, we know that. Amram married Yecheved Bas Levi. Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kos, and Merari. And Levi had a daughter. Yecheved. Says the Torah, Asher Yoldo Oiso LeLevi B'Mitzrayim. Now, everyone reads the Pasuk, the Pshat HaRashi, Ashiyolda Oysala Levi, Levi's wife bore her Yecheved to Levi. The Rashi. Along comes the Rishonim. The Paneach goes and brings a Medrash. Who says no? He says, you're reading the Pasuk wrongly. Levi's wife is mentioned in this Pasuk. Asha Yolda Oysa Levi. Says the Medrash, Levi's wife was Oysa. Yecheved was born, says the Pasuk now, Yecheved bas Levi, Asha Yolda Oysa Levi. Oysa was the wife of Levi, who gave birth to Yecheved. Memela, we were halfway to answering our question. Amomad Yecheved Adosu. And Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that Kohos, who was one of Levi's sons, was not a complete sister, complete brother to Yecheved. Why? Because we know that Amram married a woman, Levi's wife, says the Gemara, was called Adina. If Levi's wife was called Adina, she was the mother of Kohos. The prophet just now told us, Yecheved, who's the daughter of Levi, Ashiyoga Oysa. Oysa bore her. If Oysa was the mother of Yecheved, then she's only a half sister. Memela, the marriage, the relationship Kohos and his sister Yecheved is a brother sister from the father, not from the mother, and then the marriage becomes much easier to understand. With this grader, the Panamiotis is a whole beautiful Shikotaya. In Heimdik Parshas now, we come to the story of Mitzrayim, Kedati mentioned the Moedik Panamiotis. He takes his Medrash, and he does wonders with it. He says all this. Tosaf Akasha in Tanis. Tosaf Tanis, that she's out of Akasha. We all know the famous Chazal the Yecheved was child number 70, went down to Mitzrayim. Since Yecheved was number 70, she's not listed in the Pesukim. Why not? So, you know, the famous Rashi quoted in the Medrash, Yecheved was no Babin HaChonin. She's born on the way into Mitzrayim. She's born the way in. She was counted by her mother as Sheva Levi, she's counted by Heroim. As she was already conceived, Sheva Levi counted the Kedusha from the time they were conceived. She's there. But she's not a person. It can't be given a name. But she's counted as number 70. No Babin HaChonin state. I don't get it. What's the Nasha? Then Toima, how Yecheved knows the Ben Achoimus? Tetosis. The Oysa her ace is the law for you. He is a famine. The Halacha. Also the Shamish. Forbidden for man and wife to have relations at a time of Shnei Yahweh. What on earth is going on over here? When Levi is living with a woman, give birth to Yecheved. Very nice one. It's honest. We know Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik is a Shnei Yahweh and no children. What's going on over here? A lady is doing it. Some Foshim want to answer that since Levi never had a daughter yet, they only had sons, it was mutter. Well, that's why Yosef says, you can't give the answer really, because the master Yosef also only had sons, didn't have a daughter, and Yosef was perished from his wife. So from Yosef, but you should know, he says, that Shulchan Aruch tells us that although a woman is not meant to live on pale behavior, one child out Sheves, the continuation of the world, even a woman's mechoyva. And that mitzvah of Shlosh Sheves is remained even by Shnei Yavin to have one child. So the point of this, if we come along and follow the Medrash, that Levi had another wife, besides for Adini, right, Gersh and Kassel Midori, he had a second wife called Oysa, Asher Yolda Oysa, the Levi. Yecheved was born from the marriage of Levi to Oysa. Oysa had no children. She's got no children, she's got a mechir to have one child out of Mitzvah Sheves. Therefore we tell that then of, we tell that new relationship between Levi and his new wife Oysa was mutter to have children. Therefore, the Pesach Levi Shmak. Look at the Pesach. The Pesach is very good. The Pesach says, "V'shem Eishas." The Torah is telling us how she could be born. V'shem Eishas Amom Yecheved Bas Levi, Asher Yolda Oysa LeLevi BeMitzrayim. It's because Oysa bore the Mela Asfil on the way down to Mitzrayim is mutter. So we've somehow weakened our kasha from Amram, but the Ma'aseh Amram still married Yecheved Adosu. Another medrash we have to look at is the medrash of Vayigash. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayigash, Shol, the Torah lists out the names of the children of Shimon, and it says over there, one of Shimon's children was Shol ben Haknanis. Who was Shol ben Haknanis? Shimon Chatzon was not my Haknanis. So the Rashi quotes in the medrash that in Heintik a parasha, after the Ma'aseh Shechem v'Dina, Shimon Levi ran into the palace of Shechem, and he said to Dina, come, we're here to free you. And Dina surprised me and said, I'm sorry, I'm not coming. So why are you not coming? She said, I've been living on a Kanani, I've lived with a Kanani, no one's going to want to marry me. I'm stuck for life. I'd rather stay here and die with a goyim. I've got no life with you. So Shimon said to her, I'll marry you. Shimon said, I'll marry you. She was I will marry you, your sister. Her sister min ha'av and min ha'im. She and Dina both were sons of Yaakov and Leah. What happened? They took Dina and you say they went out. They had children. And Shaul, one of Shimon's sons was called Shaul. Ben Haknanis. So the Medrash means Ben Dina. Here comes Dina. Shenivalo Liknanis. Shimon married Dina. Had a son was called Shaul. Shaul was Ben Dina, who was Nivalo Liknanis. Right to the Kasha then. Shimon's living with his sister, a full sister, Beimin Ha'av and Beimin Ha'im. So we've got to discuss. Yaakov Vinu Ma'ash Deachoyim. God has Amram and Shimon. In Kolzeh, let's go back to Gersh Nisgaya. So in Gersh Nisgaya, how far do we take the sin of Gersh Nisgaya? How far can we go with it? There's Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beis. A machlekes kedich me yashlokish, and it's in Gersh Nisgaya. Itzma, says the Gemara. Hoyu loy bonim, a man, a non-Jewish man, is married and had children. Then Niskaya, and then he converted. He's got children. So then he was a goy. Now he's converted. Rabbi Yechon says, he and Pilavirvia. He has been a kind of mitzvah Pilavirvia. He's been a kind of mitzvah. The Shlokish Amar, the Shlokish says, no mask. Loi, he and Pilavirvia. No, he's not fulfilled it. He's got children when he was a goy. He's not Makan of it. Rabbi Yechon Amar, he and Pilavirvia. So how will they? He's got children. It's not that he hasn't got children, he's got children. Shlokish Amar, loi, he and Pilavirvia. Looks like Rabbi Yechon doesn't quite hold the Gersh Nisgaya comes in Adomi. The Shlokish says he hasn't been mekanter him because Gersh Nisgaya looks like Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold that. Another machlokes. Hoyu loy bonim v'yoyis ha'ev gechovim v'nisgaya. He had children when he was a non-Jew. He's mekaya. And he married again, or he married the same wife again, after Gerus, there's another child. He leaves those children, the child of a goy, leaves them alone. They don't convert with him. He's Megara. And now he has another Jewish child. Has he got a Bechor and Achla? Rabbi Yechon Amar, ain't no Bechor and Achla. He's got a Bechor. Why? So have a Negesh Tzoyna. He's really got a Negesh Tzoyna. That's from a goy. You can't take away the fact that he has a child. So Shlokish says no. So Shlokish is not masculine. Then Shlokish Amar, Shlokish says, yes, no Bechor and Achla. He's got a Bechor Nachla. His new child now, irrespective of what he had before he got married, before he converted. But no, isn't that. That's a different life. Now, he got married. He's a Yid. He's a Magaya. He's remarried. He has a Jewish child. Gets over the Shlokish. Gets in the sky. Kekot and Shnei Radom. Says Ochan there, on this Gemara Yevamos, a Gevaldik Optach. He ties up the Gemara Gevaldik. And a Chayu with his Havon of Gersh Nisgaya, we can go a long way to understand it. Ochanan says, "Mekaytzle, what is shot in a chazal gersh nisgaya to kodesh shnei adamim? What does that actually mean?" So Ochanan can understand in 2 weeks. Either pshat is a goy after he gets married, and then he's begar. You could say pshat is he's now a new person. He's lived, he's died, he's been reborn. But he has lived. He's reborn. He's a new life. Kakotin Shinel Adomi. He's a new person. He has lived. He has died. He's living again. In a new life. The Torah considers this person at the moment in the Megayah, your new life. Your past is history. It doesn't affect us in any way at all. It's history. Yochoga says, Ochanah, that's not yet a good enough touch of Gersh Nisgaya. Because if that's how we'll look at Gersh Nisgaya, Kakotin Shinel Adomi, he's got children. He's lived. He died. He's living again. He's got children. And the Shlokish says, Gersh Nisgaya, he's got the children from before. He's got a Bechor and Achlo now. So the Ochanah, there's a much deeper optach in Gersh Nisgaya. So the Ochanah, I'll tell you what Gersh Nisgaya means. Kakotash and Olav. So the Ochanah, it means the man has never lived before. We don't know who you are. Your passport's new. Your ID tag will be a new one. You're a completely new person. Any of your old credit cards, it will cease to exist. Well, you're a new person. It's not that you've lived, you've died, you're reliving. You are now a Kodesh Neulad. Anything that happened till now, until this present moment, didn't happen to you. Should have born, it's not you. You're Geish Neskai, Mr. Hanai Mensch. You're a new person. You're a new person. And anything, and any halachas that are relevant beforehand, don't apply to you. It's not like you have lived beforehand. Your life finished, and you start again. No. That's not good enough. The Kaich is a Geish Neskai, the Nai Mensch. I'm a new person. If you're a new person, the maid of the children and the man had outgoing, don't belong to him. Secondly, he gets married, has a bachoy, so a shlokish about it, it's a bachoy. You have not had a life till now. You've not had a life. Just like when a cotton is born, this is a fresh slate, wherever the neshama has come from, nishma for the kind of mal. It's a fresh neshama, and each person is given a clean slate start of learning how they're with. This Yena Geish Niskaya is a new person with no previous history. We've wiped his driving license clean. He's a new person. We give him a new chance. Geish Niskaya, the body of Christ, he's never lived beforehand. All the years that he lived with a goy don't exist, don't count anymore.
I couldn't.
With that, we perhaps understand the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi, quoted by Maral and the Mashal and Yuma, say about it about. It's the obvious acquisition. Quoted the Matan Torah has a din of gay. There's no Torah. Torah Hashem hasn't been given yet. There's no Torah. The world is living without a Torah. Avada and Avada, the Avada Kedoshim kept Kol HaTorah. Poshut. Tired Mitzvah Shamati. Novos. Keeping tired Mitzvah means you've got to accept tired Mitzvah first. There's no Torah there. There's no Torah there to accept tired Mitzvah. There's no Torah there to keep. Vos Muzmin Zogun, that they went along and said, Rabbi Yishlim, we want to be in the Kabbalah, the Torah. We want the Torah. You want the Torah. Where's my Baba Gritchi? But what happened? And a person kept the Torah. So Bizmanav Zeh, once a person, since the Torah has already been given, and we join in, it's Mamela Chalana certain halachas of the Torah automatically. For example, if a family of gay and a guy nowadays, we're not going to say at all that the brother and sister can marry each other. I'm not going to say that. I will call them Geish Niskaya, says the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chof Beis, because we can't have a situation where the goyim come along and say, we came from somewhere where religion were forbidden brother and sister to marry, we enter the covenant of Judaism, Sadi is Mutter. We can't have that. So there's mother there. Brother and sister convert, we're not going to allow them to marry. Midrabon only. Midrabon Ikadin Torah, 100% Mutter. Geish Niskaya, Kodesh Adam. But I think that the full Matan Torah, even that wasn't a problem. Because that's only Bizmanav Zeh, where God, the shame of Am Yisrael together, there's a Torah, we're joining in with something, we've got to fit in with a Torah, brother and sister, come with each other. Kodem Matan Torah, there was no idea of family of Klal Yisrael. And there was no Am HaTorah. So what happened then? So two sisters were Megiah, Kodem Matan Torah, they were not sisters. Not at all. In no way were they related. Geish Niskaya, Kodesh Neladami, and each one's accepted Torah personally on an individual basis, rather than nowadays, where if a Geish Niskaya is accepting Torah as part of a collective whole. So Shimon Adina, I've got Shimon Adina. Each one was a Geish Niskaya, Kodesh Neladami. A Geish Niskaya, Kodesh Neladami means I'm a new person. I didn't function before as Shimon the son of Yaakov. I Yaakov Kodesh Neladami. But there's no Torah for my father except for me. I've got to accept the Torah for myself. And Rabbi Yaakov was a gay. But she had to accept the Torah for himself as well. I'm a new person. Do you know? If she kept Kodesh Kolom, not because her father was gay. Because there was no father to pass down father to child. There's no Amatari. The Torah hadn't been given yet. Dina also kept the Torah. Once Dina accepted the Torah individually to Shimon and to Yaakov, because there was no Torah given yet, measured an individual person. Individual person, gay, this guy, Kodesh Kolom, for me. Completely new people. Now let's go back. Amram as well. Amram in the Chavit. But some do say, if it's very nicely, the Chazal tell us, that the Achamat and Torah, Amram was Teish in the Chavit. So that doesn't mean for a minute Amram didn't know Kalata Kula, and Amram thought he could live with Yocheved and came and said he had to stop. Not at all. But once the Torah had been given, the Torah, they were Megai as a family now. A family, Amram can't live with Yocheved anymore. But Kodi the Martin Torah, Amram and Yocheved had no relationship at all. As nephew to Amram. Gerish the sky, Kosher Amram. And now let's come back to the Rashi. Dachzich. Come in, especially with the Chiddush. We look at Rashi now, the Gevaldik of Tashi Rashi. Unser Yashin Reishach, now he's beautiful. Says Yashin this. Yaak sent a message back to his big brother Esau saying, listen Esau, I know you're only able to harm me in any ava of my body that you try and find a mum or a psul in me. And that's why the whole night Esau was looking to try and harm Yaakov. Why? Because he was trying to find any ava of the body that perhaps hadn't kept color properly. So Yaakov has it. Guaranteed. Yaakov has it. I didn't become a sire and a choshev. So Rashi, Elo, geir. Yechob doctor didn't geir. I'm only a geir. I'll sting geir, though, Rashi. Now that I'm a geir, you accept that I'm a geir? I proudly kept Tired Mitzvahs. Tired Mitzvahs Shomariti. You can't question my fulfillment of Tired Mitzvahs. So I live to stay a choyas. Or any other question I have against me. So Rashi, I can't imagine the two different pshotim, but that's Rashi also in Madgish over here. Little thesis, I'm not gay. Because otherwise, as we asked at the beginning, how can Rashi say, you have to keep close to the tiger with the Shamati? We all know the Chaim, he saw the elephant not keeping them, all that the Ramban, only Chut for it. The Maestri, you have to say, Little thesis, I'm not gay. Don't hate me, I'm only a gay. I thought of him again. Memela Tarak Mitzvah Shamati. Aber ich gesehen, ich wollte mir sofa. A beautiful sofa. Chassam Sefer doesn't talk about this. Chassam Sefer says, in Lansik Pasha, a gewaltig about. I think it's a superb work from Sefer. He says that, Yaakov Avinu, has been told by the Rebbe Yishan, at the end of Ayetze, pack your bags, leave, you've been in the house for 20 years, time to go home. What does Yaakov do? The next logical step would be, you pack your bags, you go home. No, Yaakov doesn't do that. What does Yaakov do? He goes along to talk to Rochel there. He calls him out. A whole stick of Torah calls him out. He says, I want to leave your father's home. He's been unkind to me. I don't think our relationship's good anymore. A whole stick of Torah. I didn't shoot your father. Psukim after psukim. Tens of psukim. Anoichi ha'kir b'yiskeil. He goes, a whole stick of Torah, I've got to go. What's this? You've been told by the British and by Melech Melech, time to go. He had to call that his wife. He said, can we go? It's not fair. Are we out of the house? What's this? How did his wife come into play over here? Zodat hij murdered it. If he had a chayim, so that the Ramban, that Yaakov was only mutter to take his wife in chutz, all the time to Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov said to his wife, I need to ask you for your forgiveness. I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael now. I can't live here anymore. It's negia to them. He's got to somehow make it sound better to them. Say, I've got to go back. And it's negia to you. He's asking their permission. He's giving himself a hakdoma for apologizing to them, saying, I've got to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why I can't take her anymore. What do they answer? The answer is Gavaldik now. What do they answer now? Vatan Rochel Veleo. They answer, Vatimanu said, Ha'oid lonu chelek v'nachalo beveisavinu. Do we have any right to our father's property? Not at all. We gave him. Ha'loi nochriois nechshavnu loi. We did nochriois, the strangers. We're going to shackle him. Go back to your husband tonight. Don't worry, don't apologize. We can stay together. Gesh the sky, Kata Shinoda Domi, and ask the mother. Und da kann ich sagen, wir sind mit auf der Esau, für alle Menschen, die wir erzählen, nicht bei der Esau, für heute war es am Luchen.